Welcome to On the Verge. I am your host, Kara Bradley, bringing you those weekly blasts of no-hype advice, essential practices and strategies to live your best self, to not waste one moment of this precious life you've been given. Wake up, show up, and shine. I am excited today to be coming to you from my last day in Costa Rica. I've been spending the last week with a group of amazing people, all fired up about helping people feel their best and perform their best. I've had just the best time. But you know, it's always great to complete a fantastic, awesome experience and get back into life. I feel that way. I just can't wait to get back into my regular routine, my daily practices, and just my uncovering, that constant uncovering, unblocking of who I am and who I want to be. And what came to me this week, as always, I don't really have ideas for these shows, but I have an outline of things that are just tapping my consciousness. They're really kind of just poking through a little bit. And it's this idea of how to feel authentic, and how I've been going through this process over the last, say the last 8 months, of really finally at 55, guys, finally feeling and recognizing what it feels like to be fully authentic. And I gotta tell you, I do not want to live one more moment of my life anything less than fully authentic. And I want to share that with you. If it speaks to you, then I would say lean in, because it is worth it. So years ago, gosh, it's gotta be, I want to say 6 years ago, I did my first keynote speech. I was asked to speak at a wellness conference at a university, the University of the Sciences in Philadelphia. And I was going to be their keynote speaker. And I had no idea what that meant. I remember looking up keynote speaking. And I put together PowerPoint, this fancy Prezi, and I prepared. Oh my gosh, I over-prepared for it. And I have no idea how good it was. I don't even remember what I spoke about. But I do remember one moment. And that was right after the introduction, when I stepped up to the podium. And as I stepped forward to the mic, because I don't even think I had a lavalier. I might have had a handheld. I don't remember. But as I stepped forward to meet the crowd, I felt as though my soul filled me to the edge of my skin. I felt like I expanded and I stepped into who I fully am. Now, that may or may not connect with you, but I got to tell you, there was something very visceral, important. There was something very visceral about feeling like I was in exactly the place I needed to be in the moment. And I equate that to feeling like I had just come into my own, that I was on my feet, in my game, in exactly the place I needed to be. Have you ever felt that? Have you ever felt like there was a moment when you could have just been there for somebody in their life during a really tragic time? It could be something that you created, something that, how you performed. That moment when you were just right there. And it doesn't have to be this optimal moment, right? So I'm painting this like big optimal moment when you are, you know, when I was presenting. It could be a very quiet, beautiful moment. Another moment for me, I have a few, gosh, it's hard to say. My dad was dying in hospice. It's really, really nowhere else I needed to be, by your side. And I felt like all of my, I'm not sorry. We have to allow ourselves to go there, right? This is being authentic, right? We have to allow ourselves to fully step into our skin and allow whatever's coming through to be spoken, to be experienced. That's it. I've stood by the side of two very good friends during tragic, the most horrific times of their life when they both lost their sons. That was being authentic, right? When I just didn't leave any slice of my soul unused, I was being used fully for the moment at hand. Now, these are big moments I'm talking about. Let's break it down a little bit. Because for me right now in my life, I do not want to live another moment of my life not being fully authentic. How about you? First thing we need to do is to identify what it feels like. It always comes back to that awareness, recognizing, what do I feel like, body, mind, heart, when I am right there in my own skin? When I'm not hiding, when I'm not holding back, when I'm not playing small, I'm not afraid, and I'm not, intimidated. What does it feel like for me to just be me? This is big, guys. If you can spend a little bit of time every day with yourself, morning, power up, evening, power down, looking at your life, looking at your actions, looking at how you relate to others, and you relate to yourself, how you move in the world, the time well spent, hell of a lot better than just flipping through Facebook and judging yourself for what you don't have or what she's doing. All right. So, what does it feel like in your body to be fully authentic? Why are we anything but fully ourselves? I'm on this mission to catch myself when I'm not being authentic, catch myself. And a lot of it comes back to our unconscious biases, like someone is better than us, someone has more than us, someone's happier than us. Just because someone has money, they are happier, right? Just because someone has some pedigree, some letters after their name, they're smarter than us. This is all stuff I've dealt with myself. But I think when we can catch those unconscious biases and bring them to light, right? Bring them into our consciousness. Now we start to slay those dragons. And when we're not fully authentic, it's really because we're giving over our power to our unconscious biases. We're giving over our power to the dragons. We're letting the dragons pull us here and there, as opposed to saying no, no, no. So what has held me back? And hopefully this is helpful for you. All I can do, right, is hope that my story connects with you in some small way. If it does, this is what being human is about. Sharing ourselves, sharing our stories, sharing our experiences, sharing our insights so that they could possibly, hopefully, in some way, click something on for someone else. How we walk each other home, as Ram Dass says. So how have I been really held back by beliefs? How have I not been fully authentic? It feels like you're kind of playing with a half a deck of cards when you're not fully when your soul isn't fully pressing up against your skin, like I experienced. Well, for me, honestly, guys, it's been self-doubt. It's been doubting my capacity, doubting my ability, feeling like I wasn't enough. Listen, it still comes up. But I'm catching it faster, and that's the point. It's not that we're going to be able to fully slay dragons. Hopefully we will. I'm not there yet, right? Maybe you are. I've still got those dragons that poke through and kind of roar or, you know, whisper in my ear, but I'm catching them faster. And I'm not giving in to holding back anymore. So for me, it's been self-doubt, not enough. I haven't had the fancy letters after my name, so I must not be smart enough. I must not be, enough of a draw for people, right? As a speaker out there, I don't have the PhDs, the MDs, the psych, whatever, you know, I'm just me, a performance coach, body mind teacher, you know, which I have felt in the past, maybe this isn't enough. I also tried too hard. Try too hard sometimes. And the trying and the wanting and the striving, and it's just, you know, it's been my makeup since I was very little to just, you know, push, reach, force. And it has come through in my personality. And that has made it, it doesn't feel good. You do need to try, obviously, right? We have to put effort in, but there's a different effortless effort where there's not a lot of, expectation and anticipation. And then there's also just the forcing. When I force, I feel inauthentic. When I force a podcast, a show, I don't come off as being fully me. And honestly, I got to be fully honest that this platform, stepping up to this mic and talking, you know, weekly, biweekly from my heart, this is probably one of the places I feel most authentic. This is one of the places I just can't wait to get to share with you. Other places that I've shared, especially social media, awkward, man, awkward. What am I going to write about? What do I have to share? Do they even care? You know, is anybody even listening? This is just me. Again, you're going to have your own. This sense of self-doubt has really held me back from feeling, living in a fully authentic and genuine way. And it's even happened at my business. Wanting things to be a certain way has held me back. It's made me say things and do things I'm not proud of in a way that I don't like myself. I remember years, oh my gosh, years, really not liking who I was as a business owner, liking how I was handling my staff, liking how I was directing and leading, because I needed things to be a certain way. Oh gosh, I cringe. I cringe just thinking about it. How are you not living in a fully authentic way? What does it feel like in your own body? You shut down, hold back, play small. Maybe brag. Right? Maybe you're going the opposite. Maybe you're overcompensating in being not authentic by bragging and saying too much. Be honest. What are you not willing to admit? I think when you can get to that point and start to really admit things, like I've just admitted to you, I admit without slashing yourself at the knees, right? Can you admit to yourself and then be kind to yourself? Wow, this is big momentum forward. So a couple of things I think will be helpful is one, investigation. Investigate yourself. those morning hours in the power up bullet point. When do I feel fully myself? When do I speak most clearly? When am I most honest with myself and others? When do I speak my mind? When do I defend myself or defend others? When am I right there in my game on my feet? Investigate, and investigate when you're not. Investigate with certain people. I have identified that with certain men, and my husband's actually pointed this out to me. When I'm with certain men, especially powerful men, or really confident men, I in the past have played small. He's like, "Who is that? Why are you playing small with these guys? Why are you diminishing yourself?" I'm like, "Oh my God, yuck, I am." So getting that specific, when I am with, people that have more money than me or people that are more powerful than me, I become this weird version of myself. It's almost like becoming a chameleon. Like you start to morph into something and you're like, "Ooh, that doesn't feel like me." The only way we can really bring ourselves right up into our power is to go through the muck. We've got to see ourselves in those diminished states and name the dragons. So be on guard. Be on guard every moment, especially when you're interacting with others. And that could be in social media, especially when you're interacting with others. Is this really me? Am I being really me right now? Note why, the second step. So first step, investigate and be on guard. I guess that's two steps. All right, let's back up. One, investigate, willing to see. Two, be on guard. Guard for when those gremlins, as Brené Brown calls them, rear their ugly heads. Dragons start to emerge. Note why. Be willing to say to yourself, why? Why am I playing small amongst these powerful men? Right? Why do I feel diminished with people that have achieved more than me? I don't know, just self-doubt, just feeling like I'm just not worthy of getting there. If you're right in the moment, get into your body. If you're in the middle of it and you're seeing it, you're feeling it, just move head to body. Feet, find your hands. I like feet best, feet planted. When we find our feet, we ground ourselves. We step into ourselves more fully. And then at the end of the day, I know I'm flying through these, but there's a lot here, so just pull one or two. At the end of the day, reflect. Reflect, when was I inauthentic? Or when was I less authentic, less than fully authentic? When? Go speed through your day. All the people that you were with, all the things you said, all the things that you shared. Was that fully me? Be honest. You can just say no. No, I was like, ooh, I don't know. It was a little icky weird. Little icky weird. Right? And then finally, be kind to yourself. Okay. There, there, sweetheart. Hand on your heart. There, there, sweetheart. I know you're trying. I know you're still not there yet. This takes time. Those dragons are big. Right? It takes time. I'm willing. I'm committed to myself, to living my best life, to being the best I can be, because it feels so much better to be authentic than to be our icky, sticky, yucky version of ourselves when we're playing small or living with this doubt. Oof. You know, these sessions, honestly, they're almost like therapy for me. I think they are, actually. I'm willing to admit that. So thank you. Thank you for listening. I so appreciate your ear. This is a very sacred space, whether you know it or not. For me, it is so sacred, and I take it so seriously. what I share with you is, it's from my gut. It's from deep in my soul. And I am so honored that you have taken time out of your life to be with me. So thank you for that. Love to connect with you. I am going to be starting to share more often. By the way, I'm feeling inspired once again to go weekly, maybe even a couple of times a week. So let me know if you'd like that. Drop me a line. Text me. Find me on Facebook. Find me on Instagram, Kara Bradley. You can find me anywhere. And just let me know, yes, we want more. Email me, kara@karabradley.net. Guys, reach out to me if you want to have an idea of what I am doing in my life right now, because I am playing in new spaces, especially with microbiome, mental health. I am playing with new people. I am so jacked up and fired up about these new businesses that I'm taking on. Actually, one new business, and I would love to share that with you, but you got to reach out to me because I can't find you. So with that, I say be well, go out there and step fully out into the edge of your skin. Go practice being your full, authentic self and watch how you light people up.